Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Wake up, Mr. Sleepy Pants.
Do not approach me when I'm sleeping.
I'm sorry. I know this is the wrong time, but I had to tell you.
What are you trying to tell me?
Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Actually, today is Tuesday.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
That's 2 days away.
Never too early
to give thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Going back to sleep.
You can't.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
Are you kidding me? Thanksgiving only, what, two days away?
2 days away.
What?
Wow. Good morning, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
It's Taco Tuesday.
I found the cutest cupcakes. Oh, oh my gosh. When I got home, I was so excited to show everybody. And Chadwick was like, this has made your entire day. I said, it has.
Yeah. And everybody was like, cool.
He's like, you're obsessed with these cupcakes. I have not found cupcakes like this before.
Where were they from?
The Redner's.
Okay.
Right at the grocery
store. This is
a
grocery store.
And I do.
What are they, like turkey or something?
For like parties and things like that, I have a person that I go to and I get a custom cake and custom cookies and all the things.
Yeah.
But I was out last night and getting, you know, a few last minute things. And they had the cupcakes there as soon as I walked in. Oh, my God. You have to run there and go get some.
Something wrong with her, y'all.
Okay, so they were cupcakes and they were all different. So one cupcake, the top of it looks like corn.
Right.
And it has the butter on top and everything. Unbelievable. The next one is mashed potatoes with gravy and butter on top. I just could not even believe it. Another one is a pumpkin pie. Another one is an apple pie. The other one is green bean casserole cupcake. It looks like it. It's so realistic. Oh my gosh, I was freaking out.
Cool.
And the center, oh my gosh, this is so cute. So it's a turkey.
Okay.
A turkey cake shaped like a turkey. And it even has the realistic stuffing coming out this back of it. Oh my God, I can't wait to take pictures and video.
Cool.
Oh my gosh.
Cool.
And Chadwick's like, you're so hype over this. I said, oh my God.
So obviously
I
you
love
got
it.
Them.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
You probably don't even want to eat them.
I don't.
Yeah, because you.
The one that looks like stuffing.
Yeah.
Over the top.
So it looks like so realistic.
It looks so realistic, and it's a cupcake.
Did you take any pictures?
Not yet.
You didn't? Okay.
No. But the stuffing one is over the top.
Okay. All right.
It looks just like
now
stuffing.
I want to see.
Yes.
Yeah. Now so I want to see him. Okay. So yeah. You're going to have this for Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Jess is going to have them on the table when people walk in and they're going to go to grab one. She's going to say, no, don't touch.
No. This is just for display.
Don't touch. Those are for looks.
Oh,
those are
one
for looks.
Is sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And it has marshmallows. What?
Something wrong with her, y'all.
Time now for the gossip. You like that gossip? It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
I was so hype over it. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. So, you know, I was just into it.
641, Jess, what you got in Celebrity Buzz?
All right,
Buzz?
Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia leads the Billboard Hot 100 for the seventh consecutive week, becoming her third song to rule the chart for at least 7 weeks and the first track to spend its first 7 weeks at number one since BTS Butter in 2021. So that girl is doing it. Also, Tara Reid was hospitalized. She was taken to the hospital early Sunday morning after claiming that someone drugged her drink at a Chicago area hotel. She tells TMZ that she checked into her room late Saturday night, then went to the hotel bar for a drink. Before stepping outside to grab a smoke, she encountered YouTubers in the lobby, with one joining her outside. When Tara Reid returned to the bar, she found her drink covered with a napkin she says that she did not place there. After removing the napkin and drinking from the glass, Reid says that she lost consciousness.
Wow.
And woke up in the hospital. Video obtained by TMZ shows Reid on a stretcher being transported by paramedics. A witness reported that before the paramedics arrived, she was screaming, "You don't know who I am. I'm famous. I'm an actress." Tara Reid is insisting that she consumed only one drink that evening, but has not yet filed a police report.
That's crazy.
How scary is that?
Yeah.
So scary. And then Hulu has renewed All's Fair for a second season following the strong viewership numbers. Kim Kardashian is in it. It had awful reviews, but apparently they're coming back for a second season. The Ryan Murphy series does star Kim Kardashian. It did premiere on November the 4th, and it reached number one on Hulu's viewership chart. So even though it didn't get good reviews, it's definitely coming back. And Ryan Seacrest is returning for that star-studded co-hosting lineup for 2026 and the New Year's Eve show. So ABC and Dick Clark Productions revealed that the co-host lineup for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest 2026 is going to take place. They are right now lining up all the performers. They're going to have people set up in Las Vegas, Chicago, Puerto Rico, and more. But get ready for it. All right.
New Year's Rockin' Eve.
I know. And then in the NBA, yesterday, the Pistons beat the Pacers 122-117. The Raptors beat the Cavaliers 110-99. The Heat beat the Mavericks 106-102. The Knicks beat the Nets 113-100. The Trailblazers beat the Bucks 115-103. The Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 125-115. The Pelicans beat the Bulls 143-130. The Rockets beat the Suns 114-92. The Warriors beat the Jazz 134-117. And the Kings beat the Timberwolves 117-112. In the NFL last night, the 49ers beat the Panthers 20-9.
Okay.